Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Monday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about here today. Very busy weekend, as always. There's that Twitch stream. I was looking for that. Very busy weekend as always, and we got a lot coming up tonight. In fact, Raw is the John Cena Farewell to Boston show. He is scheduled to kick off the show. As we talked about on Wrestling Observer Radio last night, John Cena kicking off the show in Boston suggested to me yesterday that he was going to be wrestling. And it does appear he is going to be wrestling tonight. The rumor is it will be the John Cena Dominic Mysterio Intercontinental title match that we had talked about for several weeks now as being an idea for John Cena in his final few matches. And originally, the idea was he was going to be facing Dominic at Survivor Series and winning the Intercontinental title. Why John Cena would win the Intercontinental title? We can talk about that when we come back from the break. I don't like the idea. And I'm going to tell you why. But we'll give you the full lineup for Raw. We also have SmackDown and Collision from this past weekend we can talk about. Eddie Guerrero will be celebrated in his hometown next Tuesday, Eddie Guerrero Day. We'll tell you about that, plus an update on Rikishi. Everything that went on this weekend with Nixon Newell and Miranda Alizé, including a new statement by Miranda. We got Wrestle Kingdom 20 matches, including the final opponent for Hiroshi Tanahashi. Bunch of other news as well. If you want to text Tom and I, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo at Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Hi, I'm Kylie.
I'm John.
And I'm Garrison.
And a little thing we love about the 30-count Chick-fil-A nuggets
is sharing it in the car during the holidays.
I do love that.
We will pack the car with gifts. And, of course, we go and pick up our family's favorite nuggets.
Every nugget is tasty times quadrillion.
And we get all the sides.
Yeah, the ooey-gooey mac and cheese is a big hit.
Everyone from 1 to 116 would love Chick-fil-A's chicken nuggets.
Share the nuggets, share the joy. Order the 30-count Chick-fil-A nuggets on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You know, sometimes in wrestling, medium Tom, something happens and you get mad about it. It happens to me regularly. And then, sometimes, something doesn't happen and you still get mad about it. You know those as well, right? So, I'm already mad about what's happening with John Cena and hasn't even happened yet. Maybe it won't even happen. But John Cena is kicking off Raw tonight. It is in Boston. It is his hometown. It is his final show ever in Boston. It's his final match ever in Boston. And he is, at this point, believed to be facing Dominic Mysterio for the Intercontinental title, a championship match, okay? And he's probably winning because, A, it's the one title he's never held in WWE. Two, it's not like he's losing in Boston. And I don't like it for two reasons. Number one, remember when John Cena did that horrific heel turn? Remember The Rock showed up and convinced
Travis
him
Scott.
To, yeah, Rock and Travis Scott. They turned the guy heel and then just rode off into the sunset and left him hung out to dry for a horrible 3-month run, and then they just dropped it. Remember that? I do.
I do. Yeah.
Yeah, the whole story there was that he was going to win a title, and then, you know, he was going to retire with it. He was the last real champion, and once he left with that belt, it was going to be gone forever. He was going to take it away from the fans, the whole shebang. This guy's got like 3 dates left. So now as a babyface, he's going to win the Intercontinental title? I mean, he's not going to do the same promo, but it's essentially the exact same thing they did when he was a heel winning the world title. It also suggests to me that their idea is that he is going to beat Dominic here and then probably lose the title to whoever wins the tournament, which was originally scheduled to be Gunther. And so that would mean that Gunther would beat him in his final match to win the Intercontinental title on John Cena's way out. And I just think the whole thing sucks. I think it sucks. I think that John Cena should lose to Dominic tonight because Dominic would benefit far more from getting a big win over John Cena in one of his final matches. And then in his actual final match, I think that John Cena should win. I think he should beat Gunther, get his hand raised, send everybody home happy, and that's that. And I think they're going to do the exact opposite. And damn it, I don't like it. What do you think?
They could finally pull the trigger and have tonight be the night that Finn Balor costs Dominic the title and get it on John Cena. And then, you know, Brian, it's not out of the realm of possibility in my mind that... What is happening?
I don't know. Dom, why do we have music playing?
Two things of music playing earlier in the show at the same time.
Did we just get abducted by a UFO and there's missing time?
Okay.
What's happening?
Well,
Dom, are you there?
Spice up the review a little bit, baby.
I did beat Athena. Give me a title shot.
What?
But going to it while you're still involved.
Did we drop off the air?
Become the first tag team show.
Got you back.
Have one focus.
Okay. Hello, everybody.
Well, what in the world?
That was not my fault. Go ahead, Tom.
Where are we? I have no clue.
I think you were talking about... Oh, yeah. Someone said Ray costing Dom. You said Finn.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be Ray. I mean, it could be Ray costing Dom, obviously. It could be Finn costing Dom, finally. Maybe some chicanery with all of them involved. And it's not out of the realm of possibility to me, Brian, that John Cena retires with that Intercontinental title and then they have a tournament after. Why not?
Well, because he said if he left with the belt, it'd never be seen again.
That was before.
I know.
None of this
really matters, but I just think John Cena should win his final match. I mean, God, dude, we saw it with Sting. Like, you got to give the fans what they want. I realize the age-old, you got to put someone over on the way out or this or that. I mean, look at that Baron Corbin-Kurt Angle match. Is there anyone on earth who thinks that was a good idea for Baron Corbin to beat Kurt Angle in his last match? Of course not. Did it hurt AEW in any way for Sting to win his final match? Of course not. Do fans really want to see John Cena lose his final match? I'm sure John Cena's all old school. He's thinking, I got to put over someone. You don't need to put over Gunther, dude. The guy's a star. He's a multi-time champion. Oh. He doesn't need to get put over by you on the way out. Just make people happy.
Okay, on the flip side, Brian.
It's also Christmas time.
Are you going to have the same idea when Okada goes over Tanahashi in his retirement match?
I think that'd be a dumb idea. I think Tanahashi needs to go over in that match. I mean, there's no titles on the line. Sometimes, guys, just let people win their last match and just make people happy. I don't know why we have to make people sad. I mean, you know, people are sad enough when someone they like retires. Do we have to make them more sad? Not only are you retiring, but you're a failure. Like, just let everybody win in their last match. Who cares? It's different from a loser leaves town match or leaving for another company or whatever.
It's tough to go out on top. It's tough to go out with a win. We very rarely do it.
Yeah, I didn't.
In this line of work.
How many matches have I won since I came back?
Came back from what? Well, did you ever start?
Yeah, how dare you? I beat...
Yeah, good job.
What's that guy's name? Anyway. Marco. I did beat Marco.
Marco Stunt.
I got that going for me. Anyway, the rest of Raw tonight has Stephanie against Raquel for the women's title. Charlotte and Alexa versus the Kabuki Warriors. And let me tell you something. I'm fixing to get mad again. If the Kabuki Warriors don't win these titles tonight, there's going to be a fight. I don't know who I'll fight, but...
Do you think they're still celebrating after misting Charlotte and Alexa on SmackDown?
God, Alexa was literally like a deer in the headlights. She just froze. Like she was a bird hypnotized by a snake. She just just froze for seconds on end. It's like, no wonder you got misted. You just sat there. Then we got Sheamus and Shinsuke Nakamura and Damian Priest and Rusev in Last Time Is Now tournament matches. And then, which is weird because this tournament, it's like we got SmackDown wrestlers wrestling in the tournament on Raw and Raw wrestlers wrestling in the tournament on SmackDown. And then we got no brackets and we got mystery people in a tournament with no brackets. It sucks. Then we got CM Punk reacting to the Vision.
You think they're going to hit Edge's music?
No, come on.
and then Matt Cardona comes out.
Let me ask you a question, everybody.
The Edgehead.
Is there anybody listening to this right now who thinks there's any chance that Edge is going to be in this tournament? I mean, is there anybody? Do they really think they're fooling anybody?
I know Dave said that on Observer Radio, but I didn't even get that coming out of this segment.
I didn't either.
I didn't think, like, oh, Edge is going to be there. I was like, it's going to be Joe Hendry or someone even more bizarre, like the Boogeyman or something.
Dude, everybody who's watched this segment has come up with a different idea. I think Vinny's idea, or maybe it was Craig. I think it was Craig. He thought that Nick Aldis, his own name was in the ball, so it's going to be Nick Aldis in the tournament. And then Dave thinks they want you to think it's Edge. I think Vinny or somebody thought that they want you to think it's Truth. I think it's going to be Gunther. But not once did I ever think it was going to be Edge or anybody else from AEW. Because it's not going to be. Sorry. One who wished the best to Rikishi. He had emergency surgery. And he says, I'm not going to go into details about everything about what happened and so forth. It was an emergency type of surgery. Can leave it about that. It took 6 hours, but I woke up feeling great. I feel like a new person. He says, I woke up feeling a different way when I got wheeled back to the room. Very grateful. There's so much to life than to be able to be upset at each other. Life to me is not so bad after all when you give it another chance to live. So apparently he must have gone in thinking, I'm done, brother. And then he came out and had a new lease on life. So whatever happened, all the best to Rikishi. We'll be back in a moment with a lot more. And which is weird because this tournament, it's like we got SmackDown wrestlers wrestling in the tournament on Raw and Raw wrestlers wrestling in the tournament on SmackDown. And yes. Then we got no brackets and we got mystery people in a tournament with no brackets. It sucks. Then we got CM Punk reacting to the Vision.
You think they're going to hit Edge's music?
No, come on.
And then Matt Cardona comes out.
Let me ask you a question, everybody.
The Edgehead.
Is there anybody listening to this right now who thinks there's any chance that Edge is going to be in this tournament? I mean, is there anybody? Do they really think they're fooling anybody?
I know Dave said that on Observer Radio, but I didn't even get that coming out of this segment.
I didn't either.
I didn't think, like, oh, Edge is going to be there. I was like, it's going to be Joe Hendry or someone even more bizarre, like the Boogeyman or something.
Dude, everybody who's watched this segment has come up with a different idea. I think Vinny's idea, or maybe it was Craig. I think it was Craig. He thought that Nick Aldis, his own name was in the ball, so it's going to be Nick Aldis in the tournament. And then Dave thinks they want you to think it's Edge. I think Vinny or somebody thought that they want you to think it's Truth. I think it's going to be Gunther. But not once did I ever think it was going to be Edge or anybody else from AEW, because it's not going to be. Sorry. One who wished the best to Rikishi. He had emergency surgery. And he says, I'm not going to go into details about everything about what happened and so forth. It was an emergency type of surgery. Can leave it about that. It took 6 hours, but I woke up feeling great. I feel like a new person. He says, I woke up feeling a different way when I got wheeled back to the room. Very grateful. There's so much to life than to be able to be upset at each other. Life to me is not so bad after all when you give it another chance to live. So apparently he must have gone in thinking, I'm done, brother. And then he came out and had a new lease on life. So whatever happened, all the best to Rikishi. We'll be back in a moment with a lot more Observer Live.
It's time for you to come to Branson, Missouri for the trip of a lifetime. Located right in the middle of the country, you can drive or fly there. We put together a deal of a lifetime for you to experience Branson. Right now, you can get a 3-day, 2-night package for only $79 total. We're even including 4 free Branson show tickets. Call the special Branson hotline number right now to learn more. 800-497-7198. 800-497-7198.
1-800-878-9898. If you've never been to Branson, Missouri, come visit and see what we have to offer. Beautiful lakes, casual and upscale restaurants, tons of shows and activities for everyone. And for $79 total, you can't beat it. So pick up your phone right now and call the Branson Travel Hotline. Claim your 3-day, 2-night package plus 4 free show tickets for only $79 total. Call now. 800-497-7198. That's 800-497-7198.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
We're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here. Wrestling Observer Live. We're joined by Filthy Tom. Hey, next week, November 18th, is Eddie Guerrero Day in El Paso. Community members are invited to wear a lucha mask or dress as their wrestling personality for a family-friendly event at City Hall beginning at 9 a.m., His life and career will be honored through an official proclamation from the city, streamed live through the city's official YouTube channel. Chris Rojas is the El Paso community member who posts on Instagram about it. They're looking to raise funds to redo a mural of Eddie in Lincoln Park, which was created by artist Eric Dubitsky in 2007. He thanked Eddie's daughter, Sherilyn, for all her help with the project. So there you go, November 18th, 9 a.m., City Hall, El Paso, Texas. Eddie's life, legacy, and impact with an official proclamation. You guys realize he died like almost 20 years ago, and there isn't a single wrestling show on any given week where there are not Eddie Guerrero chants. It's crazy. So that's awesome.
I may go to that in El Paso next Tuesday.
How far is it from you?
It's quite a drive, probably 10 hours, I bet. Mm. But it said to dress as your favorite wrestling personality.
It actually said dress as your wrestling persona, as if everyone in the city has their own. Huh.
I've got a rat costume in the closet I could throw on and go as you.
You wait all weekend for this, don't you? Do you sit there on Sunday night and think, oh man, tomorrow's Monday. He's going to get it.
Sometimes, yeah.
Excellent. Well, Nixon Newell and Miranda Alizé walked out of Collision on Saturday night.
Can you tell us exactly what happened, the facts?
I'd be happy to. So they were going to be facing Ty Mello and Anna Jay on Collision. And they had wrestled last week and they were in a match with Megan Bain. And I guess Megan was going to do a German suplex to both of them. And they didn't, like, go up all that well for her, which is kind of funny because Dave was talking about this. And I was thinking, you know, if I have a big, strong person behind me and they're going to suplex both Tom and I, the last thing I'm going to do is make it hard for them because I'm going to land on my freaking head and kill myself. But I guess either they did make it difficult or whatever happened. Megan Bain was not happy about this.
Possibly sandbagged.
Megan was not happy. And
she actually, after she did the suplex, she stood up and she did the thing where you like wipe your feet backwards like you would kick dirt on somebody.
Yeah. So anyway, she was not happy and there were a lot of people that weren't thrilled. And so when they showed up at the building for Collision, like the first thing I heard was people were like baffled. They're back? They brought him back after that? And so they were brought back and they were going to have the match with Ty Mello and Anna Jay. And they were going to lose. And they looked at the lineup or whatever, and I guess it said 3 minutes. And they were like, that doesn't work for me, brother. We want more time. It was like, well, we don't have more time. This is a timed out event, which actually is kind of funny because it is Collision and Tony just goes as short or as long as he wants. It's like, but anyway, they were told, nah, there's not enough time. And so they got upset and they left. Okay. Now, this whole thing is just baffling enough that this actually happened in 2025. Okay. They're not under contract. They were brought in to, I guess, get a look-see, and they didn't like it, and they left. And, you know, a lot of times when something happens on a show, you start hearing about it when the show is over, like, you know, everyone's done and whatever. Dude, I was hearing about this as the show was going on. So people were, like, so flabbergasted that before the show even ended, like, everybody's texting each other about, oh, my God. And all I heard was, I can't even believe it. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Why would you do this? It's so stupid. It's all I heard over and over again. So what's amazing to me is I think it was, I'm not sure which one it was. Maybe it was Miranda. But somebody posted a little bit afterwards. Something like, just wait till you hear our side of the story. Or we got a lot to say or something like that. Okay? And you know, a lot of times you'll hear a story and there's all these stories coming out and then someone will go, wait till you hear our side of the story. And then, like, you hear their side of the story and you think, okay, well, you know, I kind of see it. It's a little different from what, you know, the other side said or whatever. Their side of the story is, we didn't like having 3 minutes and we're out of here. I was like, that's your side of the story? You didn't like having 3 minutes and so you got out of there? And then, even more baffling, you know, they start talking about, you know, first they did a Twitch deal, and Nixon Newell said that there was no bad blood on either side. No bad blood on either side. Bro, all I heard was bad blood from the other side. I didn't hear one person, not one person was like, yeah, they made the right call, you know. It was going to be a three-minute match, and they weren't going to get enough. It was a good idea for them to watch. Not one person. All I heard was what a stupid idea this was. I couldn't believe that they did it. And then Miranda Alizé did a statement today, and her statement was, the moment you start standing up for yourself, everything shifts. Suddenly you're the problem, not because you've changed, but because you're no longer letting them take advantage of you. They'll paint you as the villain. But that's okay because you're finally choosing yourself. This is where your freedom begins. Standing up for yourself because you were asked to do a 3-minute match? Taking advantage of you? You were brought in from the outside? What is she talking about? So that's the story. I don't expect to see them back.
Brian, may I go back a few years and remind you of a situation that I myself was in AEW, where I was scheduled to have my debut for the company on pay-per-view, the Forbidden Door pay-per-view, where I was going to wrestle a man who was in the top program in the company at the time, Adam Cole. And on the way to that show, I got a call, and it was that, hey, the match is off. What? Yeah, the match is off. Adam Cole is sick. We have no clue if there's any plan. Just show up at the building, okay? So I show up, and I am then told that you will wrestle Serpentico, okay? On the pre-show, you have 5 minutes.
So just to clarify, you are going to wrestle Adam Cole.
Correct.
One of the biggest stars in AEW.
Yes.
He was sick, and so they said, Tom, we would like you to wrestle Serpentico on the pre-show.
On the pre-show. Not okay. Even on the YouTube portion that people could see. This was a dark match.
A dark match on the pre-show.
A dark match on the pre-show, yes. I went from being on the pay-per-view in a match against a guy who was set to challenge for the world title a couple months later to wrestling Serpentico on the pre-show. And we were given 5 minutes.
This you must have been horribly frustrating for you, Tom.
Well, it was horribly. Tell you that much.
But
we got to the ring, and you want to know what happened?
What happened?
We had our time cut, and we were told, you have 3 minutes.
Okay.
Once we're in there.
Okay, hold on a second.
So,
hold on. Your time was cut on a pre-show dark match.
So you know what we did?
What'd you do?
We made the best of it. We did the very best that we could do in those 3 minutes. Okay. Now, in retrospect, you could say what you want about the way that my career has turned out, but I have been brought back into AEW or Ring of Honor multiple times. I was brought back to challenge Wheeler Yuta for the Pure title on a Ring of Honor pay-per-view. I was brought back to wrestle the Kingdom in tag matches with Fred Rosser. I was also actually before my injury.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, we'll probably only have time to touch on some notes from the shows because we still got news to talk about, not the least of which is it was announced that the final opponent for Hiroshi Tanahashi is, in fact, it's Okada. That is the final opponent, his greatest opponent. They had apparently talked to Naito about it. I believe there was some discussion. I don't know how intense the discussion was, but there had been some talk about Shinsuke Nakamura that was legitimate. But at the end of the day, they have gone with Okada, and I guess now the question is going to be, which of these matches is going to go on last? Which should it be, Tom?
I am almost always of the idea that you put a title match last. Coming from a somewhat of a sporting background myself, I always think that's the way to go. I understand that the bigger match to the public, when it comes to drawing power, is of course this Tanahashi retirement that's bringing in over 31,000 people to the Dome already.
Yeah,
if I have those numbers correct. But I think especially in the case of which you have Okada and Tanahashi in this match together, you want to present a future going forward. And what better way to do that than to follow up that match with what should be a spectacular Takeshita versus Yota Tsuji match. Two guys who arguably could carry New Japan into the future. One of them, which will, after that day. So I think that's how you do it.
So the full card for the Tokyo Dome, we already got five matches for Wrestle Kingdom.
Could you imagine?
2 months away.
Dude, right? Tanahashi is the president of the company. He's going to put himself in the main event of the Tokyo Dome?
Well, they might do a fan vote. I think they are doing a fan vote, which they've done before.
And that worked out oh so well for the parties involved.
Sure did.
It caused an entire paradigm shift in Naito's career, which maybe worked out for the better, but looking at the shape he's in right now, perhaps not.
Well, I got to say this, that I don't want to go into too many details because I'm not sure about certain things, but I will say this. I believe that Tanahashi is headlining the Dome. So you can make of that what you will. So the full card is Takeshita Yota Tsuji for the IWGP World and Global Heavyweight titles, winner takes all. We've also got the New Japan Strong Women's Champion, Saya Kamatani, and Siri, the IWGP Women's Champion, in a winner-take-all match. Hiroshi Tanahashi retirement match versus Okada. Evil versus Aaron Wolf for the never openweight title. So apparently, Dave was watching whatever the most recent Aaron Wolf run-in was.
Scathing review.
And he said that he's going to need to improve 1,000% to be passable.
Yes.
And I guess there were two run-ins. I saw one that I think was October 7th, so I think it was the first one. So I haven't seen the most recent one yet. And it's like, all I heard about this guy was how much charisma he had and like this and that. Bro, this guy got in the ring And he was like a Gable Steveson. He just got in the ring and he stood there. And a guy ran at him and he did a judo throw. And then he just turned his head and looked at another guy. That guy ran at him. He did a judo throw. I was like, oh my God, is this guy is going to be the savior of New Japan?
Let's think about this. The last time, Brian, who was the last big time star coming in from judo that they had like this? Do you remember?
Was it Ogawa?
Noyoa Ogawa, right? Who, if nothing else, because he was not a great wrestler, had tremendous charisma. He was like oozing charisma at all times. Even I met him a couple years ago at Inoki Bomaye. Same thing. It's pouring out of him. Aaron Wolf needs to go visit Naoya Ogawa and inherit some of that. He needs to go to him. Ogawa needs to slap him and say, I'm chicken.
I was just watching this thinking, man, this evil. I didn't want a House of Torture match, but now I think that may be what we need. I think we need a full House of Torture match. And I think that evil needs to put his life on the line and at some point just start handing this guy a beating and just light a fire under him. You got to do something, dude, because, man, I don't know.
Yeah, you know what's going to happen is he's going to get beaten with an STO counter to his own STO by Aaron Wolf. So
we've also got, for reasons that I'm sure there's an explanation, but it's kind of one of those things, like sometimes you watch AEW and there's an explanation, but doesn't matter, it's still stupid, like that Harley Cameron loss. El Desperado, Sho, Kosei Fujita, and Taiji Ishimori in an IWGP Junior Heavyweight number one contenders match.
Yeah, and you know what? This makes me super angry, too, because it pretty much spells the end for my hopes that El Desperado and Huge Shuge were winning the tag league. If Desperado's in this match.
You know, he can always wrestle twice. Okay. So, WWE set to receive $6 million from the Las Vegas Convention Visitors Authority for both this April's two-night WrestleMania 42 and additional shows. So, yes, they're not only going to make what they're going to make on the gate for two nights of WrestleMania and Raw and SmackDown and Stand and Deliver and WWE World and the Hall of Fame, but they are being paid another $6 million on top of that. So the last year's show brought in $5 million in site fees and $4.2 million in tax credits. And the one thing I will say that's interesting about this story is that they did Las Vegas last year, made their $5 million, and then they announced New Orleans for this year's WrestleMania. They announced it. The Rock came out and said, New Orleans, the whole shebang. And then, out of nowhere, they said, yeah, you know what, we're not going to New Orleans. We're actually going back to Vegas. And I thought, my God, how much must Las Vegas have paid them? Because, A, not only would it must have been a giant amount of money, because, number one, they're actually canceling a WrestleMania in New Orleans to go back to Vegas. They're probably going to have to pay New Orleans something as, like, a make-do.
New Orleans sucks.
And it turns out it's $1 million more than the year prior. This is weird, dude. It's weird. But that's the story. We got a couple of title changes. Yoshiki Inamura he had his run in NXT and he was freaking awesome. He beat Kenta to win the GHC heavyweight title. Apparently he was awesome in this match. And then Kaito Kiyomiya challenged him afterwards for the first title defense. And then Masa Kitamiya and Takashi Sugiura lost the GHC tag titles to Hank and Tank, who will be defending next against Naomichi Marufuji and Kenno. What world are we living in?
Brother, we're down bad when my man Segura is losing to NXT.
He lost to Hank, the security guard. Hank.
This guy's a pride veteran.
Too bad, brother. We all get old.
He soccer kicked Giant Silva in the head repeatedly.
Yeah.
And this is how we treat him?
Yeah, he couldn't beat old Hank. He got his chain yanked. Wednesday's Dynamite, 497,000 viewers, up 8%, 0.09 in 18 to 49. This is the new Big Data Plus panel. It's killing everybody. Plus, they had the NBA on ESPN and a number of others as well. I'm telling you, bro, they got to get these numbers up. They got 14 months left. 14 months. Guaranteed. And then we'll see what happens. But not a great number. We'll see how Blood and Guts does. Extra half hour, which I does not normally do all that well. Anytime they go an extra half hour, that half hour dies. But they're doing
it every
anyway.
Week.
Yeah. All right. I guess we can talk about the highlights and lowlights of the two shows. What did you like on SmackDown?
Well, of course I enjoyed the Ilya Dragunov match, as you do every week, although this may have been the weakest one of the three, as he, instead of facing Tala Tonga, which I thought was being set up after last week when they stared each other down, and then again this week
or Tongaloa down. Or Tama Tonga.
Oh, did I say Tala Tonga?
You said Tala Tonga.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I meant Tama Tonga. It led to Ciampa coming out, trying to get a match again, and Ilya Dragunov instead facing Johnny Gargano. And Ciampa just left, and he didn't come out and interfere. Nothing. A lot of the match happened during the break, so we didn't see the entire thing. And then Dragunov won with the H-bomb. But what we did see, I enjoyed. I enjoyed Jade's promo.
Yeah.
It was like 20 seconds. She said she is that B-word.
Yeah.
Threw the mic down, left. It looks like they're setting up her and Charlotte. So I wouldn't be surprised to see the Kabuki Warriors win those belts tonight. Maybe they win with interference from Nia and Lash Legend, who made their presence known on this show. And then Charlotte, after the War Games, can move into a feud with Jade. Maybe Jade will be in that War Games match. Who even knows? I don't know what the teams are supposed to be at this point. And there's been enough injuries on both men's and women's sides that I'm sure things have changed greatly. And then the main event, set up in the opening segment, Aleister Black
Good
and
match.
Cody Rhodes. Yeah, you know, this Aleister Black, a lot of people on the internet talk about his booking in AEW. They lament his win-loss record. But let me tell you, since this guy has come back to the WWE on SmackDown, he has been aces in the ring. Everything he does looks awesome. His style relies very heavily right now on Muay Thai strikes, and it's a lot different from what you see from most of the other wrestlers, which is, you know, kind of standard fare in a lot of ways when I think about it. So I'm really enjoying watching Aleister Black recently. I think the addition of Zelina to the act is phenomenal, and he and Cody had a damn fine match that was ruined once again by Drew McIntyre, who flew in with a claymore to Dan Engler as both Black and Cody Rhodes were down. And this led to Damian Priest making the save. Eventually, he and Cody held the ring strong. And Nick Aldis came out and made the big announcement that he's sick and tired of Drew McIntyre. And he has been indefinitely suspended.
That's right. And then he dropped a bunch of F-bombs off air. Yeah. I thought the main event was very good in the ring, and I thought the same thing about Collision, the Moxie Roderick Strong. They also had a bunch of shenanigans there at the end, but I thought that was a very, very good match. And Roderick Strong won via countout, so the men, the baby faces, have the advantage in the men's Blood and Guts. And for the women, the heel women, have the advantage because for reasons I cannot explain, and I don't want to hear some defense, Tekla beat Harley Cameron right after Harley got the biggest win of her career, eliminated two of the favorites in the tag team tournament, and has a Ring of Honor title match next week. They beat her.
She's Brian, I got a trivia question
Make
for
it
you
quick.
When we come back.
No. All right. After the break, Observer Live.
Cliffhanger.
Live.
you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097. Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Yes, Tom.
All right. You ready, Brian?
I'm ready.
A quick trivia question. As I was looking at SmackDown and the results and the report from this week, I realized I have wrestled 3 people on this show in the past. Three people on SmackDown. Can you name them?
Tama Tonga
did not wrestle on this show.
Oh, that he had to have wrestled
have
on
I
the
wrestled
show?
Tama Tonga.
He had to have wrestled yes. on the show? Tala Tonga, Ray Phoenix, and who else wrestled on the show? Tala Tonga, Ray Phoenix, and Gargano.
Who? Brian, it's somebody who we didn't mention that we should because it is noteworthy. Julia, who lost
That's right.
the U.S. woman's title to Chelsea Green in like a minute 30 this past weekend. So
yeah.
There you go. There's the 3. Tala Tonga, Ray Phoenix, and Julia. But Julia fared better against me than she did against Chelsea Green, unfortunately for her.
How about that? All right, listen, everybody, we got to wrap it up, but I want you to head to our YouTube page at 4wonline.com/YouTube and click like and subscribe because we got some special stuff coming up there for everybody on our YouTube page, so make sure you check it out. And that's it. We got to wrap it up for today. I'll be back tomorrow with Lance, tonight with Dave. All of these for subscribers, WrestlingObserver.com, video.f4wonline.com, f4wonline.com/Apple, and f4wonline.com/Spotify. So check it out. And that's it, everybody. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.